Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with the Ministry of Communities and the following sponsors.
New car? No problem, because the Bank of Ease is also the bank of great wheels. Like it? Own it. Drive it. With a deal on wheels from Republic Bank, we've got it all. Quick and easy approvals. Reduced equity from as low as 15%. Reduced interest rates from 6.5%. Up to 5 years repayment terms. Now's the best time to get that car, because the green light is within sight. At
Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
Hey, Scratch players, it's here. Our big money instant ticket game where you can win up to $5 million. Yes, for only $2,000 per ticket, you have 28 chances to scratch and win cash prizes instantly. It's so easy to play. Reveal a cash symbol in any of the cash spots and win the prize shown. Match any of your numbers to any of the winning numbers and win the prize shown for that number. Find a money bag symbol and automatically win the prize shown, or find a 10 times symbol and win 10 times the prize shown. Imagine what you could buy with your big money $5 million scratch ticket. So, buy a ticket today, and remember, a ticket a day could make you rich today.
Try composting and help to reduce waste. Compost is highly nutrient-rich and suitable for use in your garden. You can have a compost heap or bin in your backyard to throw your fruits and vegetable peels, eggshells, and tea bags. This ultimately helps to reduce the amount of waste reaching the landfill. Together, we can pick it up, Guyana.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from Spats Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spats will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spats Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. They're treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spats Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
Do you need financing to start up your business or to expand your existing one? Under the LCDS Micro and Small Enterprises Development Project at the Small Business Bureau, you may be eligible for a low-interest loan. Applying for financing is easy. Find out whether you qualify for financing under the MSED project.
When last we visited Murondoy, Ignatius told Sunny that he had evicted Shelley with a threat to divorce her. He was afraid, however, that she would find out about his sleeping over at Coretta's home. Myrtle told Denzel that she was thinking of returning Simon's check, but he advised that she talk it over with Catalina. Simon called and promised Myrtle to check on Alexis. Malachi called Simon, and a baby could be heard crying in the background. When questioned about it, Malachi said he was babysitting for a friend, but Simon became suspicious and decided to get to the bottom of it. As we return, Coretta is visiting Sunny.
Mr. Village Chairman! Sunny is with them, man!
Coretta! It's too early for you making all this noise at my shop, man.
Like you and Bibi down there making love.
What's wrong with that?
Mason, eh? Good to know y'all keeping the sparks alive after all these years.
What brings you this side so early?
Well, you know it's you I got to battle because you's the village chairman. I got to complain.
Here we go again. Early morning, late at night, y'all coming and bothering me. I can't catch a break.
So is who we supposed to complain to, Sonny?
They got a deputy chairman.
Who? Unique? Look, I'd rather deal with you. Certain people in this village don't like me. Then it does watch me with scorn, and so I don't want anything to do with your granddaughter.
What is the problem?
Pass me a beer, fuss. I need to wet my throat.
It's not too early in the morning to drink, Coretta.
Is where the judgment coming from?
Sorry.
I got stress.
I thought the money you collect from Simon solve all your problems.
Well, like they say. More money, more problems.
It was stressing you out.
Sonny, you's a man. But I could tell you about man. Are you? ayo is worries and problems. Only there for stress woman out.
That's what Ignatius do now. Or is Simon?
Look, just give me the beer.
Collect.
Thanks.
So what is the problem?
I don't know where these people come from. But I want to feel as them foreigners who recently moved in the village.
What they do?
A lovely dump there right across the street from me.
What?
It's scornful, Sonny. Baby pampers, old panty, food. I think they even dump a dead cat there because it thinks smelling real bad.
All right. I'm going to look into it. Me and the sanitary going to come down there this afternoon.
They even throw an old TV there.
What is this?
It don't matter how many times you preach to these people. Like they don't learn. If I was still on the village council, I would have find out who dumping and I would have go and dump the garbage right in the yard.
You can't do that, Coretta.
That's why they gonna continue dumping. We just approach these things too soft.
Don't worry. We gonna work.
Pass another beer day. This one go down halfway already.
Like you gonna turn an alcoholic now?
Like I can go for gaudy rum shop and drink me beers.
Sorry. Well, what going on this morning? Look who come in there.
We're watching, Catalina.
It's some stupid movie on Netflix. There's nothing I can go for do, Auntie Myrtle.
Oh, I was just chatting with Cousin Yvette. She said she's thinking about coming to Guyana at Easter.
Oh. Where's she going to be staying? By Esther?
Yes. But it's years since she come to Guyana.
Yeah.
About 15 years.
Wow.
I'm looking forward to seeing her though. Anyway, any luck with Alexis?
I tried calling again and still no answer. I really worried about my daughter, Auntie Myrtle.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Me too.
I really hope she's okay.
We can only keep praying for her.
I would turn up wherever she is with the police and drag she home.
You know that is not going to work. She will wake up soon enough.
You can tell me, Auntie Myrtle, we ain't raise Alexis better than that.
We did our best, Catalina.
Is the absence of your father causes, you know?
Well,
I was thinking the other day, I should try and get in contact with him.
You know where he is?
No.
Oh.
He got a sister to sell in big market. I was thinking I could ask her.
But what do you think that will do? I mean, do you really think bringing a father into her life, a father who she has never really known, will that make any difference?
I don't know. But I'm at my wit's end, Auntie Myrtle. I got to do something to save my child.
I understand.
I can go by his sister and find out where he did. It's almost 19 years and do nothing for this child.
Indeed.
I blame myself. I should insist that he play a role.
Well...
Yeah, I should have.
Does this mean that you will try and find Denzel's father too?
Auntie Myrtle might as well. I mean, Denzel is okay. It's such a great relief that he turned out so well. Even though he didn't have a male role model.
Yeah. He's a wonderful young man.
I'm so grateful.
In all of this, I still know Alexis will be okay.
Well, we hope so. Because I got a strong feeling Malachi hiding something. You come to Guyana and marry a little girl, something ain't right.
For Alexis' sake, let's hope not.
Yeah.
Anyway, there is something else I want to talk to you about.
Okay.
It's about Simon.
Well, Coretta, this is life for you now. All in the morning, you sit on a sunny shop drinking beer.
His man, she's studying, Sister Patsy.
Thanks, Sonny.
You're welcome.
Oh, the people husband, you mean? No worry, I was there the other morning when I find the people husband at your house.
Me know all of that.
Sonny, as village chairman, you know you shouldn't be talking name.
Is drunk you drunk already, Coretta? You worse than them alcoholics.
Thanks.
Anyway, Sonny. People start making small dumps around this village again, and I come to complain.
It's the same reason I hate.
Well, I got a stinking one right near to you.
I'm going
to
look into it this afternoon.
We're going to organize and re-educate these people. Because I can't see all the educate we educate these people about the waste management, and still...
I personally feel it's the foreigners that recently moved in the street.
Well, if it's them, the ice really pass we. They need to get deported.
Look. We ain't got no proof that it's them people dumping. And to besides, let we don't pretend that plenty Guyanese are nasty.
Well, that is true.
You see, if we start locking up people for dumping,
yeah. Well, look at me crosses here.
Boy, Coretta is your woman in law.
Coretta, I'm begging you, please, don't start a story at me shop.
Is what everybody's staring at me for. Morning, Sonny and the two harlots.
Morning, Shelly.
You got to get so disrespectful so early in the morning, you know, Shelly.
Look, let me go along me way. Sonny, I'm going to be looking out for you.
Is what you feel you going so fast? I got a few words to you, Coretta.
Sonny, pass a beer for me then now. This going to be good.
Look, Shelly, I don't have the time this morning.
I want to know is what me husband is doing by you the other night.
And why you don't go and ask your husband though? I didn't call he, is he come?
A decent woman would have sent him home to your wife.
Well, I guess I am not a decent woman, cross.
Look. Y'all stop it. Y'all gonna chase away me customers, man.
Hey, them ain't chasing me. This session hot.
Correct, I ain't gonna tell you again, you know. Stay away from husband.
Shelly, I ain't gonna tell you again, you know. Keep your dog on a leash.
Shelly. Why you slap the woman, man?
Pass me!
I tell you, left my husband. You hear what I tell you? You're like, I tapped you again. And I come here and say, you talking up to me.
I'm going to fight with you.
Shelly, Coretta, are you stopped the man? Stop!
You bless me, people. Left my husband alone. You know what I'm telling you?
Auntie Myrtle, all this time you got Simon money and you tell me nothing?
Well, technically, I have the check.
Wow.
Look, it was obvious to me that once people like Coretta decided to retract our story, the possibility of Simon getting off if we went to court was great. So, I thought, why walk away with nothing when I can get some money to help the family?
Okay, I hear you.
So, you're not upset?
I ain't gonna lie. I'm a little disappointed. But this money could do a lot for us right now.
And that's what I was thinking.
Maybe one of the things I can do is hire a good lawyer to get Alexis away from Malachi.
Oh.
You don't understand, Auntie Myrtle. This is the priority on me mind right now.
I hear you.
I wish you had told me this earlier, though.
So you're saying we will keep the money?
You were thinking of giving it back?
Well, it was resting on my mind.
Look, Simon do enough to this family. We ain't giving nothing back. I sorry I even meet him. It's because of he, me that in this right now. If I'd never meet him, we would have never known his son.
That's true.
One way or the other, I can bring Alexis home.
Sonny, bring some water quickly, we drop a Coretta. This woman get black old body.
I gone.
Shelly, where you going? You come here and be this poor woman and you're running now? Stay here for when the police come, woman.
I tell y'all don't fight at me shop.
Sonny, I'm sorry. But I had to teach the witch a lesson.
Sonny, I gone.
Give me the water quick, Sonny.
Look. Oh gosh, Patsy. How you gonna dash the water in the woman's face, so man? Coretta, you alright? You alright?
Shelly, will you run and go in? Come back here, woman. Come back here! Shelly yourself, come back!
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy came to you in association with the Ministry of Communities, Republic Bank Limited, Ghana Lottery Company, SPADS Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau.